Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 8th, 2006. An absolutely beautiful, beautiful morning here in rural Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Still the One True God. And I want to share two verses from Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah 10, verse 10, and Micah 4, verse 5. And Brooke soon will read these verses.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Amen. Aren't those two great verses? Recently, I had a lengthy discussion with a man about 15 to 20 years younger than me. He had a philosophy degree from a prestigious university. I've heard much about postmodernism, but frankly, until this discussion, I really didn't understand it well. Essentially, postmodernism is the criticism and/or rejection of absolute truths. I actually had a lousy time sleeping following our conversation as I pondered over our discussion. One of the greatest offenses to secular sensitivities and religious tolerance is the assertion of the exclusive truth claims of Jesus Christ. To those ignorant of sound biblical doctrine and thoroughly indoctrinated in the ways of the world, sadly, including many in modernistic and apostate-type churches, this seems so unloving and even mean-spirited. To them, all religions are equally valid, and there are many ways to God. This outlook is seen as virtuous and loving, but asserting the exclusive truth claims of Christ seems intolerant and narrow-minded. That's two of the greatest taboos in secular thinking. Many have no problem recognizing Jesus as a fine man, an excellent teacher, perhaps even a noble example. The rub comes in his claim to being the second person of the divine Trinity, whom we alone must worship, and he is God's only provision for meeting our sin problem. The true followers of Jesus Christ must faithfully proclaim their master's words. He said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The apostolic proclamation was an unequivocal statement of faith concerning the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts 4, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Today's second verse that I shared above draws a sharp contrast. Indeed, all the nations may walk in the name of their gods. When written, this referred to the specific false gods of the nations that surrounded Israel at that time, such as Baal and Molech. But it still applies broadly to each generation. People and nation, whether they are polytheistic, atheistic, or materialistic, there are many false gods. Today, join me in making this great declaration of faith. In the latter part of the verse, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. What a powerful statement of steadfast commitment. We must not dilute the exclusive truth claims of Jesus Christ. To do so would be to present a false gospel. The Apostle Paul reaffirms the words of Christ when he wrote, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time.
Jesus, when I chose to surrender my life to you, it was not simply an emotional response that would last for a short season. I asked you to be my Lord and Master and to rule my heart forever and ever. Though there have been trials galore that would test my faith and countless remarks that would attack my faith, I choose to walk in your name forever and ever. In the good and bad of life, you will always remain my Lord and Master.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooke Seen. It's a real joy to share, both of us declare today with you. In this podcast, this is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today especially, there are quite a number of additional notes and resources on the email post or website. It's easy to get to. Just go to www.dailyencouragement.net and the current message is posted. If you are listening to this message after the 8th of February, just go to the archives and go to the message for February 8th and you can get to these resources. An interesting note yesterday from a reader in response to that message that is also very much related to this message. I'd like to share that on the website, and if you'd like to go to it, it's right there. Also, some online articles related to this topic of religious tolerance and postmodernism, three of them, in fact, that for those that want to dig deeper, as well as an article that is a follow-up to yesterday's message regarding this issue of the riots across so much of the Muslim world and its impact upon our Christian brothers and sisters. Also have up on the site a picture taken of Brooks Ian and I last night. We both attended a sweetheart banquet of fellow ministers, and our love was rekindled. And we are pleased with the way the photo comes out. We both kind of kid it. Doesn't make us look as heavy as we tend to be. We tend to normally look. Brooks Ian's right here with me. I'm not sure I probably even said that right. And also, finally, a worship song by a musician by the name of Chris Tomlin called This Is Our God. Now, that's a link. It's not on my website, dailyencouragement.net, but on another site. But a simple link will get you there. And obviously, your system is set up to receive audio since you're listening to this message. Well, once again, stay faithful to the one true God. He still is the one true God, and He always will be.